from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Busy day in the media room at Halas Hall, even if not the most physical practice ahead of the Hall of Fame game. And Bears training camp coverage presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Bears. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Mully and Hall will be broadcasting live from the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow and Friday, 5:30 to 10. They've got exclusive interviews with special guests reacting to the Hall of Fame game and more. Also presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Bears.
To your point, Danny, I believe in the Bears news cycle all day. We've heard a ton about some of the off-the-field stuff, but tell us about on-the-field, Groats. Tell us about practice, whatever it was.
Yeah, light practice today. A lot of walkthrough stuff, especially towards the end of practice. They were in full pads today, so there was some full contact. And I will say that this was a terrific day for the defensive line because specifically Jervon Dexter, Zach Pickens, and Khalid Kareem. Remember Khalid Kareem? He's defensive end. He's still on this Bears team. All three of those guys batted down Caleb Williams' passes.
So
you can look at that in both ways. I thought it was encouraging, though. I know we're all like on the Caleb Williams lookout, and you can't be batting down passes and stuff like that, but that's a really good sign for this defensive line. It's something that Jervon Dexter has been doing a lot throughout this camp. Every time you look up, you're like, who got that? Oh, that was Jervon Dexter again. But it was good to see Pickens and Kareem get in on the action today as well. So I thought that they highlighted today's practice, which, like I said, was a weird one. You know, a day after they were in full pads and full fans out here yesterday. It was just kind of an anticlimactic feeling. And for obvious reasons, the Bears did, you know, pretty much after the practice today, they, you know, sent a couple of guys up to the podium and then they were zipping out of here. There was, you know, six or seven buses lined up and we could see the players marching out to the buses, which will take them to the airport and they will get on their chartered flight and they will head off to Canton, Ohio. So I assume that they are in the air as we speak.
But the news is third largest guaranteed contract to a receiver in NFL history, the extension to DJ Moore, and he seemed excellent today with you guys.
Yeah, he was great. And, you know, DJ Moore, he has been great with us, and he's a guy that is willing to share, as you will hear in this first cut that I want to play for you guys, because we learned something, and it is pretty rare when an athlete admits that he was flustered when he was traded. Here is DJ Moore when he first came to the Chicago Bears.
I don't think you want to know my mindset when I first heard that I was coming here, but just say it's great now, so it was cool. Getting traded here probably was one of the best things. I had one of the best years that I ever had, and then I got a new deal. Made history with the Bears, so I'm happy.
We were obviously a little bit skeptical when you got here. That's what I'm assuming, based on you saying that we don't want to know what you thought. I understand. At what point did that start to change?
when I got here, and I was like, yeah, it's no going back. When I first got the car, I was like, oh. But then I was just like, yeah, new beginnings, you know, new everything. So I just took it on with a head full of steam with my family, and we was all just bored in. Once we got here, it was no looking back. Like, it's, we here now, like, for the long haul, for real, for real.
Was the odd part because you didn't know?
No, because, let me get this. Because we had just moved into a house, so it was like, dang, we got traded. So I was just like, coming down the driveway, got the phone call. Yeah, you've been traded. Boom. Post called me. Hey, we're glad to have you. So I had to change my whole mindset. I was like, all right, I'll be there. And that's how that went.
So good follow-up by you and an excellent curse back by you. That's a really good reporting technique.
Yeah, it's rare that you get to curse in a press conference as a journalist.
Yes, I know. I was taught at Illinois State, if it's in context, go right ahead and use the word. So man, it's my
now
first,
look
I think.
Here. I don't like that kind of talk. Now just stop it. It upsets me.
But you got the nugget, which is that it was about his house and about being traded in general. It wasn't about, because my first fear was like, uh-oh, the Bears have a terrible relationship. Nobody wants to come here. But no, dude just bought a house. He didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it makes complete sense. And I got to be honest with you. Like, I sense that with DJ Moore. Not that he, I didn't know he'd bought a new house, but he, when he first got here, he just didn't seem completely comfortable and like kind of annoyed by everything. So obviously that has changed completely. He's thrilled to be here now. He's thrilled with the contract, and he's a happy man about being here now. But I just thought that was interesting, because that's got to be tons of players in any sport when they get uprooted, especially in the middle of a season, especially a star player like DJ Moore, who, even though they weren't winning in Carolina, he was probably very comfortable in Carolina. But it feels like that comfort level has certainly gone up quite a bit here.
I'm very excited for this next piece of information on DJ Moore and the earning and celebrating of the extension.
Yeah, well, first, the beginning part of this cut, and I think I caught you guys talking about this earlier, that there was no funny stuff in getting paid. DJ Moore didn't have to hold out. He didn't have to demand a trade. He obviously didn't go through the media, since nobody was able to sniff this thing out yesterday when it was actually happening. So here is DJ Moore on that.
I ain't never going to miss out on a paycheck, you know. I ain't want to pay no money back either, so I'm just was showing up and just working how I always work, and just got through it. And when they said the time was right to start negotiations, like I said, we took a few days. Then we made it in person to make it go quicker, and got it done.
There's some pretty nice numbers in this deal. Is there anything that you've got your heart set on? Is there any sort of like luxury purchase you or your family have got in mind here now that you got a little extra?
Nah. Our celebration dinner was Popeyes. It's good, too.
I don't want to get too personal, but three-piece, four-piece, spicy chicken sandwich?
Now we had an eight-piece family dinner. It was classic. You know, my son had to eat, so he tore up some chicken, and my daughter was eating the chicken and mashed potatoes, and they tore it up. But we couldn't do spicy, so because we got them too.
Boy, that's phenomenal reporting.
Yeah, great job. Again, Carm, getting to the bottom of the actual order. I mean, Popeyes as the family dinner celebration for the $82 million guarantees in the contract that's got $110 million of total value. He's just like us, man.
Like Paul Giamatti.
So relatable.
Like,
I love that.
Like Paul Giamatti in Sideways. I hope he brought a really good bottle of wine. You know? Just did it that way. But we got Giannis getting the 50-piece after he wins an NBA ship.
A title, yeah.
Right?
Went to Chick-fil-A for the 50-piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that just reminds me, like, when Chris Rock on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee goes, Popeyes is too good. Like, it's just too delicious. Like, no one can say that that's a bad choice for a celebratory dinner. I mean, no one's been like, hey, you know what? That Popeyes wasn't delicious.
Got to get a biscuit.
It's 100% of the time delicious. So
Yeah, the approval rating on Popeyes these days, about 98%, it feels like. And I always say 98 because, you know, there's vegans and vegetarians out there.
Otherwise, aren't welcome in this discussion or that's, most places.
And like Speak said, they could have a biscuit.
Right. Well, there's a lot of lard in that biscuit. But they should do it like I do it, where I used to do it, like vegan at home. I really recommend being vegan at home.
Speaks was vegan while he was sleeping. It was really impressive.
It was my favorite thing to ask at a restaurant. Do you have anything? Do you have a special menu for people who are vegan at home?
Hey, I'm just glad that when he started to say, I don't mean to get personal here, thought for sure it was going to be Jordan or LeBron. Oh, yeah. Are we really doing this again, Carm?
So DJ Moore was not of the opinion that wide receivers come to Chicago to die. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you get one of these guys here, and you're like, oh, boy, I hope we could keep this dude happy. But, yeah, he definitely is not one that has come here to die, and here's DJ Moore on that.
Yeah, I heard that coming here. I wasn't paying any no mind. I was like, shoot, I'm still young. Maybe when they was all older, they was dying off. But when I got here, I mean, that was a thing. And then when the season was progressing the way it was, I was just like, yeah, we could throw that out the window now. And as you can see, we got a whole bunch of playmakers now around here. That ain't true at no position.
Good. I mean, they used to think about Buffalo way back in the day until Andre Reed and James Lofton destroyed everybody in a cold weather place. It's a ridiculous notion. So
yeah,
good.
I mean, hey man, we're all tired of referencing the same old wide receivers when we go back to Johnny Morris and then we do the Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, then we do the Curtis Conway, Jeff Graham thing. So it's nice when it looks like in theory. I mean, it's still got to happen. We still got to see this on field, but in theory, this is probably the most talented group of wide receiver the Bears have ever had.
Yes, and having a good quarterback will also help receivers who are not this talented perform at high level.
I'm going to say, Danny, all due respect to your Darnell Mooney prediction, I think DJ Moore going after Johnny Morris is a little more likely.
He's got a real shot at it. with this contract extension. All right, let's keep it going, Grody.
Yeah, Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator, front and center today. I started this hit by talking about the batted balls by Jervon Dexter, Zach Pickens, and Khalid Kareem. Here's what Washington said about all that.
That's a great thing to see because the way offenses are prioritizing protecting the quarterback, one of the ways that you can do that is get the ball out of his hand in a hurry. And so depending on the nature of our coverage, if we're in a looser coverage, it is critical that our defensive linemen collapse the pocket, recognize that, and provide an obstruction for the quarterback. So I was really excited to see that today. And they've been doing it since camp has started, and that really protects our secondary.
Jervon especially has done that a lot that we've seen. What enables him to time that up right?
Well, just making sure, number one, that we get the pocket collapse. We don't want to sacrifice that and turn into the volleyball team, if you will. So we want to make sure that we're actively rushing, that we're working our edges. And some of it we can anticipate empty. The ball tends to track out in a hurry. Some of the coverage concepts that we'll be playing, we know that the quarterback's going to try and find those underneath windows. And so they're tied into the situation. They're also tied into the coverage and just from a position fundamental thing. We have to make sure we stay on the edges, collapse, and then get our hands up when the quarterback's hand comes off the ball.
That's just a hardcore defensive line teacher as a defensive coordinator. I'm looking forward to listening to that guy talk defense.
Yeah, I will choose, though, to focus on the negative of Caleb getting the balls batted down as opposed to the positive of the defense batting the balls down. I don't like
it. We could start back up the Caleb Williams is too short to play quarterback stuff.
I'm a little concerned.
I'll say this. Okay,
Parkins, Eric Washington did sound good. He did sound good.
I'll give you this for Eric Washington. I'm not playing this cut here, but he did say that Caleb Williams can overcome that kind of stuff because of all the different arm angles that he uses. And he said, paraphrasing something to the effect of, there's very few quarterbacks who have the ability to change their arm angles like Caleb Williams. So there's the good.
Hell yeah. That's kind of Bears report I'm looking for, Grody.
Mark,
tell me what I want to hear.
Send that one to Danny off the air.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, please.
Send that privately.
I'll listen to that on my ride home.
I mean, he was asked, like, right after he talked about that, like, is this Now, is that going to be a problem for Caleb Williams? And our team's going to hear about that and see that and be batting the balls down. And Eric Washington, you know, basically said no, because this kid's got arm angles. He's got arm angles. So he's going to be just fine. So I feel like I satisfied everybody right there with that cut.
You did. They have not made a huge investment in defensive end opposite Montez Sweat. Austin Booker traded back up in the draft to take him in the later rounds. How is his development coming?
I loved what the defensive coordinator Eric Washington had to say about his expectations of Booker, specifically in the Hall of Fame game tomorrow against Houston.
I want to see him hit the quarterback, period. I want to see him hit the quarterback. I want to see him use his speed and everything that he's been working on that's been poured into him so far, the investment that he's made. I want to see him put himself in the position to hit the quarterback and take the ball away from him.
What stood out to you the most just with the one rep?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
He's gotten last week or so with the ones.
Well, just he's just tough to hit as a pass rusher. He has a great feel for how to contort his body, how to flip or rotate his hips and shoulders so that he can keep advancing toward the quarterback and put himself in great position to follow through.
Yeah, football.
Right?
Mm. That's so football.
Yeah, it's very football.
Contorting his body, flipping his
hips. Hit the quarterback.
It's
one of the keys to football.
That's right.
That's good.
It's delightful.
Sounds a little like Buddy Ryan. He reminds me of Buddy Ryan a lot, this Eric Washington.
We got delicious Bears nuggets.
Yeah, I have one in particular here. I had a nice chat today with one of the new there's a lot of new media relations workers out here for the Bears. One of them happens to be Kalen Webster, and he tells me that he grew up listening to Danny Parkins in Kansas City. And Danny, for the first time in your life, because you're always talking about how young you are, this guy was nine. He said, I remember being a 9-year-old and listening to Danny Parkins. and you're old now, Danny. You're in on it.
A 9-year-old?
He was a 9-year-old when he would listen to you. He was like a P1 listener. He was mentioning
nine,
the guy.
How old is he now?
I was going to say, I started in KC in 2011, so I mean, the oldest he could possibly be is 22.
Yeah, I guess he's a youngster. Yeah, he looks young. He does. He looks very young, and he was talking about your guy Carrington and Nick Wright, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, you know, Carrington's doing solo afternoons, and, you know. But here's the thing that was very interesting. He told us something about you, Danny Parkins, breaking your collarbone, tripping over a 9-year-old kid at a Royals game or something. What happened? Do you care to share?
This confirms,
that is conflating a few different stories.
Really?
I think that guy wasn't listening to Danny Parkins. That's my theory.
Yeah, no.
I don't know who a Kansas City radio legend is that he might be thinking you were, but I think he doesn't know you. That's my guess.
Nick broke his collarbone in a, like, I think a flag football game being tackled by a 9-year-old. Nick broke his collarbone. A 9-year-old broke Nick's collarbone, not mine.
Okay, it's always possible that I heard incorrectly, because he did, during our conversation, he did mention Nick Wright. I thought he said it was you, Parko, and I remember I did say, oh, okay, this is good information for me. So,
yeah, I've never broken my collarbone. I did break my arm, though, falling off a beanbag chair when I was...
Didn't you break your back at some point in time, too?
No, it never broke my back.
He was born with a broken back.
Yeah,
Scoliosis is a birth condition.
Mark. Is that PR guy? Is he thinking of Jason Whitlock? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, probably. Maybe Soren Petro mixed up.
Yeah, it's confusing. Oh, I got one more little thing for you very quickly. Did DJ Moore try to do some negotiating on Keenan Allen's behalf today?
So, I mean, he was asked about it, and he said, yeah, we got to get you taken care of too. And then he said something to the effect of, I know his number. His number is pretty high, so he shared his number with him. But, yeah, so he definitely wants to get Keenan Allen paid. I mean, I think that this probably decreases the chances that Keenan Allen gets re-signed, but who knows? I mean, that nobody is. You know, we haven't heard from Ryan Poles about this, nor Matt Eberflus, so who knows? But my guess would be it's going to be tough to get what Keenan Allen is going to want and probably deserve to get extension-wise as well, or just signing him after this year.
All right, good stuff, Grody. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bears.
Very good. Oh, man.
Usually we end the show with something we heard on another show. Very often, I should
say. Often we do that.
Often we love to hearken to the morning show because we love them.
It's so good. Yeah. So much entertainment. We one day will make the pick six. But apparently Shane gave Mully an item of clothing ahead of his trip to Canton.
You got your T-shirt.
Shane Reardon, God love him, left me this T-shirt. I don't like our team. I can wear socks gear again.
Can you show that to the Twitch audience one more time?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool looking shirt.
Isn't that great?
Obvious shirts, I think, obviously probably put that together.
I don't like our team.
He does not. Yes. And his actions of the last few days reflect that. I'm glad that he unloaded who he unloaded, Chris Getz. I'm glad he kept who he kept.
I am indebted to Shane, and I've got to do something nice for him.
That's not a good place to be.
But it was a very kind thing. And you can say, well, Molly, you could just order it, or you could drive by Obvious Shirts and pick one up. Like the idea of me doing that is just, it probably would never happen.
Never happen.
With good intention.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't do it. So I really appreciate Shane leaving
now,
that for
but,
me. I feel great that I can wear a sock shirt.
That's great that you can. I'm happy for your wardrobe. Then we have, you know, do you ever buy any clothes, by the way?
No.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons.
You get Shane bringing you a T-shirt, yeah. Flag and Anthem clothing us every day of the summer. Thank you, Flag and Anthem. We love you.
I love Flag and
but
Anthem.
Now you owe Shane something, and I don't think anybody wants to be in that spot.
No, it's an act of kindness.
It's going to include some sort of grilling thing.
Oh, I should do. I should buy him some meat.
With Shane, it's either going to be about grilling or whiskey.
Yeah.
Maybe buy him a double bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes. You get that double bag at like the Home Depot for $18.
Is he not smoking? Doesn't he have like, I know he's
got like four or five different
smoking
things
what?
To cook meats
meat
on.
Oh, meat. Okay. I didn't know what you were referring to.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He makes a nice hash.
I'm not quite sure what you would get a Shane Reardon as a token of your appreciation.
I'll have to do something for him.
Well, trust me, this good audio man. Will come back as typical morning show audio does on that show.
Yeah, well,
outside of 4 o'clock today, they've got 4 o'clock. They've got El Presidente Jed Hoyer on. With
oh, do
them.
They? Yes. Jed Hoyer
really?
Today.
Jed Great. Hoyer today at 4:00. But other than that, there'll be plenty of open time to
how
bring
are we
this
program
back.
The rest of their show.
I'll figure something out to say it during the pick six.
Well, you can all deride everyone, but I'm very happy this morning, and I feel much appreciation.
That's good.
So all I gotta do is buy you a T-shirt once a week.
Well, I don't think you could bring yourself.
What are you gonna put on the front of the T-shirt?
I don't think you could bring yourself.
Depends on the message.
To buying any White Sox merchandise, Dustin, even something that is kind of.
I could do one of those sausages with the grilled onions. Those
That'd
are awfully good.
It just keeps going.
Shane's not listening, though. Tanny will be listening. Tanny always listens, so Shane's still sleeping. Tanny will bring this back because that's what he does.
They know us
they really
so
do.
Well.
I mean, there's a lot in there.
I feel so seen.
Yeah.
I was awake, by the way. I wasn't listening. David's right. But I was awake at the time they were having this conversation.
That's before the pick six?
Yeah, 5:30, 5:40.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're programming their show.
Yeah, Dustin thinks that.
We're programming the lead.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Dustin, if we didn't exist, you would have nothing to say.
I mean, but I will say, it's like, they only have Jed Hoyer at 4 o'clock.
I know.
So there's a lot of time.
That's exactly all we have. That's right.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Next time like that happens, we'll try to fit every beat reporter in the city on every 5 minutes and fill the show that way.
Yeah, Shane, if we could have 7 guests tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. That'd be helpful.
No problem.
That'd be helpful.
Make my job a lot easier.
Yeah.
Let's do an NL Central and AL Central whip around.
Now, Molly, just to address it directly, you don't owe me anything. I wanted to get you the shirt. We are kindred White Sox spirits.
The love that's going on.
I wanted Molly to wear
that shirt. He felt it. He really appreciated it.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing.
Joe Johnson at Obvious Shirts. Anytime he makes an anti White Sox shirt, he sends it to me. I want to pay it forward.
Yeah.
You'll see the shirt. The shirt's coming out soon.
Yeah, it is.
What's nice is that Dustin, and to a lesser extent, Vegas Haw, we're just trashing us, as Mully said, deriding us throughout the entire segment.
They do that.
And Mully came to our defense.
Yeah.
Really just yours, but I'm going to take
that. Yeah, but that's because he was bought off by Shane.
Not bought off.
He was just bribed.
I'm giving a cohort
an
item of clothing I think that could be beneficial to him.
They're going to do great shows from Canton tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
ChevyDriveChicago.com. Those will be great shows.
Speaking of Canton, can I echo a point that Dan Bernstein made earlier today?
Sure.
About.
No.
Why?
Because here's what he said, and I hadn't thought about it. It was during Mike Florio. Mike Florio was like, who's going to be the good speech? Who's going to be the good speech of this Canton thing? You know, Julius Peppers, not that interesting. I mean, Devin is fine, but, you know, Steve McMichael would have been not only the best speech of this particular induction ceremony, but one of the all-timers. That guy.
Yes.
Oh, just
larger than life personality.
Unbelievable public speaker, working a room, riffing, having fun with incredible stories and a tongue in cheek. I didn't realize what a crime that component of it was till Bernsey said it today. I was like, oh my God, it hurt my heart a little bit.
I'll have some speaks for that home plate umpire after the game.
I mean, if ever there was a football player born for the speech part of the Hall of Fame induction, it was Steve McMichael. My goodness.
Yeah, a brutally cruel disease. Jarrett Payton, the person who gets to enshrine him and give the speech on his behalf.
Incredible.
Three plus decades after doing it for his father.
Amazing.
As a child. I mean, that's a beautiful story.
You're right.
The Athletic wrote about it. The Trib wrote about it. You know, Jarrett's talked about it.
And Jarrett is a wonderful communicator and will absolutely kill that. And I bet there'll be some stories from Mongo's perspective.
But obviously it's not what all of us would want to hear Mongo actually have that moment. But it's kind of cool that Jarrett gets to do it for his dad and for Mongo.
Absolutely.
We did have Jed Hoyer and Mark Grody on the show today. We thank them both for their contributions to this program. We had Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapko working with us on the Twitch chat and the video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Cubs baseball follows us. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
That's radio, right? You know. I mean, whatever. They tried. Didn't go over well. All good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started.
Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.